This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren. Today's topic, transgenderism. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American. What does the Bible say about transgenderism? You think about this idea, we know it's one we are hearing so much about today. And if you were to define this, according to the Oxford Dictionary, it defines the word transgender this way: denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity does not correspond with the gender assigned to them at birth. Did you catch that definition? A person whose sense of personal identity. You know, we hear so many times today, well, this person identifies as a female, or this person identifies as a male. And as we see in the news, these individuals are being told they should be able to use whatever restroom they want, despite what the Bible says on these things. Transgenderism, if you want to define it, in the sense of maybe Bible terms or just good old logic, those who do not want to behave or act or live according to a person who is either born as a male or female. You might say those who are male and wanting to be female or act or dress as one, or those who are born female and wanting to dress or act as a male. You know, the Bible addresses such things and things just like this. As we look, for example, in Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5, the Bible says, "A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God." Now, this is referencing exactly what we're talking about today: those who are born a man or born in a woman, and they are acting and dressing as one of those of the opposite sex, one of those who they are not. They are a man dressing as a woman, or a woman dressing as a man. And this today, we know there are people today who are going far beyond that. And so if they're going beyond it, then obviously it's sin as well. But we see even here in the Old Testament, the Bible, the Word of God tells us that those who even just dress like this and behave this way, the Bible tells us they are an abomination to the Lord. That means they are not pleasing the sight of God. God tells us these things are sinful. Abomination is a sinful act before God. If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, the Bible tells us clearly that God in the beginning made male and female. All individuals are born either male or female. We know that some today would argue and say, well, some are born with both male and female. There are some, those who are born with abnormalities or things are not normal. But even those who have these characteristics of both male and female, so to speak, there's always one that is dominant. And so even in those cases, there are those who still are very clearly either male or female. And we should not allow those individuals today to use this example, this rarity, to justify their sinful actions. Because we see here in Deuteronomy 22 and verse 5 that those who dress as someone of the opposite sex are committing an abomination. If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, the Bible tells us, "Then God said," in Genesis 1 verse 26 and 27, "Let us make man in our image." Not like the world would have us to be, but as the world would tell us it's okay, but we are made in the image of God. He says, "According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. There's no transgender there. It's either male or female. Let us not be fooled or tricked by those today who are using this term transgenderism. And let's define it like the Bible defines it. It is sin. Let us pray for these individuals that those who are involved in such a lifestyle and such sinful ways of thinking may repent and come to the true and living God. Thank you for listening today to The Christian American.